News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The public and businesses have been warned to be vigilant of seagulls as the birds' nesting season approaches. And Colm Moore, Area Technical Manager for Rentokil, joins us now this morning. Colm, what's going to change in terms of seagulls because of nesting season?
Good morning, Ciara. Yes, the nesting season is a pretty much a problematic time because it's like any adult, any parent looking after their young, they'll defend them to the nth degree. So around this time, it takes about 28 days for the eggs to hatch. And then there's another for the fledging. It takes maybe up to, depending on the species, 30 to 40 days. So you really have April to June period of time when these birds can get quite aggressive because they'll defend their nests.
Okay. And when you say aggressive, what potentially are they likely to do?
Well, they'll mob you. They will actually attack you. They'll dive bomb. So there's been many, many times when we've been actually on rooftops ourselves doing some bird work. And we come across a nest and it happens to be that period of time. And what they do is then they'll attack you. They'll attack your
head. They'll actually peck you and bite you and whatever.
Completely. Yeah. They've become very aggressive. The big certain records of it throughout the year.
Okay.
Throughout the years.
So what do people do? Because they are protected seagulls, aren't they? So it's not like you can what you could, you know, get a catapult. It's not like you can't. You're not supposed to do anything like that. So what do you do?
No. So, I mean, all birds are protected under the Wildlife Act and the EU Birds Directive. So it really is about preventative measures. So things like keeping them out, keeping them off the buildings. So you can use netting or bird point so that you're making the building a little bit more inhospitable for them to land. They can't land or physically can't land. There's also scaring devices like RIBS, where it's intelligence bird scarers, where it listens for the bird species and then responds with a call, with an alarm call.
Okay,
and
then so you can put a fake bird call on your own roof.
Absolutely.
It's like, supposing you were on the seafront in Howth and you were being persecuted, you could do that. You can put netting. And this is the kind of thing I presume that Rentokil do. I always thought you were mostly, no disrespect about rats and things, but this is something you guys do as well.
Well, we do all pests. And one of the pests that comes as a result of gulls and other birds are secondary pests, such as insects, invertebrates and bird mites. And they come from the nests, the dead squads, and then they'll migrate their way down into your building and then become a bit of a problem.
Okay. Can I ask a last question? The droppings, because you do see where there are lots of gulls, you see, it's like one of those candles that you see in a wine bar where it's just dropping upon. Are they toxic? What should people do to get rid of them? Boiling water or is there a way?
Yeah. Clean, get rid of the guano, the poo, as it were, and then disinfect the usual.
Okay. Dettol or bleach or what have you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
Oh, I feel sorry for people who have this as an issue because they are kind of slightly scary birds. But look, thank you. Thank you for joining us this morning. Colm Moore, Area Technical Manager for Rentokil. We are kind of semi-obsessed with seagulls, Shane.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.